up high on the fourth floor of Warren Easton High School, the band room this week is a clatter of activity. Horn players Justin Smothers, Alvin Walker, Carnesha Tassin, and Alyssa Moore schooled me on the fine art of marching in a New Orleans carnival parade.
You gotta multitask when you're in a parade. You gotta concentrate on marching, playing, people screaming at you, touching you, everything. If you can't multitask, you can't march. It's just that simple.
We're marching constantly. Like, it's about 3 miles, sometimes 8 miles. It's a lot. My pants get looser for parade season. They do. After parade season, I notice a difference.
Everybody get to see you. Everybody on the sidelines watching. So you got to make sure you want your, make sure you're doing that.
We have a total of 15 or 16 trumpets. 17. I'm on the end of the line, so I get to, you know, have the little spotlight.
You're constantly marching high, then you're swinging a horn, playing it. There's crowds, there's tourists everywhere.
Parade season is when each band just shows what you've been working on. Show what it's like, if you prepare, you're going to go and prepare. If you're not, it's going to show.
That last voice was Odell Causey IV, a senior at Warren Easton and the tuba section leader. Odell loves music. He says just talking about it and his band gives him goosebumps. Though the band's job is to entertain the crowds, Odell says the band's entertainment comes in the form of battling.
Battling is like when two bands line up in front of each other and they just play the best songs, best execution, best quality, overall balance between, you know, instruments and stuff like that. It's just who's the best.
These battles or challenges happen as bands line up to march in a parade. Trumpeter Justin Smothers explains.
You see a band on the other side of you. We play, they play, everybody recording you. It's just crazy.
So then how do you know who wins?
People.
The people be like, oh my gosh.
Over at McDonough 35, band director Lawrence Rollins is working hard before a busy parade weekend. Rollins, who is also the band director for the after-school program Roots of Music, has been at Mac 35 for barely a month. It's been a tumultuous, mostly band leaderless year for New Orleans' first public high school for African American students, where band trophies line the walls.
It's kind of hard. I'm gonna take a hit. We call it a taking a lick this year. But it's a good thing, because I told them, good football teams take a lick. Every once in a while, they take a lick.
And taking a lick this time will just make the band stronger for next time. Besides, Rollins, whose brother Wilbert Rollins is the band director at O. Perry Walker High School, comes from a tradition where winning is about more than a competition. Rollins says players...
Band directors used to hang out. You know, hang out and share ideas and share resources. That's what it was about. I mean, it was also a friendly competition, but at the same time, it was about one thing, and developing musicians.
Back at Warren Easton, developing musician Odell Causey, who claims his tuba section dominates the city, says these musical battles are anything but bloodthirsty.
It's all love. Nothing, it's not, no animosity or nothing like that. It's just, you know, we both love it. And then the love, just we just go at it.
This carnival season is Causey's last. Next year, he plans to attend Jackson State University and study music education, just like his beloved band director, Asia Mohamed. Causey says being a band leader is his future. He wants to give the love back. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.